incidentally, though, among whites, for example, if you had been a male, your taxi driver here would have said, "Where to, Cap?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Without the N.
The man who presides over the county court is the...
Just judge, you mean?
Yeah. Okay. Person in school is a...
Student, a pupil.
And the woman in the office who does the typing and filing is the...
Secretary.
And a man on the stage is an actor, a woman is a...
Actress.
Okay. Your nationality would be...
You want me to specify that I'm an American?
Mm-hmm.
That's not artificial. That's how I would have said it any time.
See, I think you've said Negro during the interview. Do you refer to people of that race in any other way?
Well, nowadays, of course, you say black.
Of
course, it took me a good deal of readjustment not to feel I was being insulting when I said that, because, of course, that is a pejorative word in my
mm-hmm.
childhood. We were not inclined, in other words, the usual Southern short I, Negro,
mm-hmm.
is not common here at all,
mm-hmm.
so that you said Negro
mm-hmm.
If you didn't say nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly my father was a traditional Southerner in most respects, but he certainly brought me up not to say nigger.
Mm-hmm.
He himself said it from time to time when he was very angry at some employee, but only to suggest that particular person's mm. shiftlessness.
You referred to yourself earlier as Caucasian. Do you refer to your race in any other way?
Well, yes, you say white.
Okay. What would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
There are all kinds of words for that. You say a person of mixed blood, for one. That would apply, of course, to Indian white, too. If it's a black-white mixture, you say mulatta, a mulattress.
Mm.
That's old-fashioned. You don't hear that much. We often, to suggest a person with a certain amount of black blood, but not much, so use the local French word, grief. He's a grief.
Mm-hmm.
Just pronounce as if it were G-R-I-E-F.
Mm-hmm.
We use the terms octoroon and quadroon mm-hmm. a good deal. Free jack is not part of our vocabulary, mm-hmm. though you hear it across the lake in Tammany.
Mm-hmm.
You use of a family that's passing for white. You sometimes use the French word passé blanc.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a couple of figurative expressions. Touch of the tar brush is the most common one, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Translating from the French, some of the people in my family said they have a roach in their pocket.
Mm.
Of course, in other words, it's a little harder to guess when it's, let us say, a question of French or Spanish versus black,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to Anglo-Saxon versus black in other parts of the South. You take, for example, Madeline, probably, what, 1/16th Negro, probably,
mm-hmm.
I would guess, or a little more than that, maybe, but I would imagine that there are many people in the Anglo-Saxon South who would find it hard to distinguish between, let us say, a Spanish person and,
mm-hmm.
and Madeline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you call the man you work for? He's my
boss.
All right. What would you call white people who are not well off and don't try to better themselves?
Shiftless, white trash.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the term Gigi? Or I don't know how it's pronounced.
Gege?
Maybe. How would you spell it then?
G-U-E-G-U-E.
Ah.
With an accent aigu.
What
I don't
does that
know.
Mean?
I'm not saying it's the same word as
what
yours.
What does it mean?
A gege is a French person who does not acculturate to American.